Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Yeah.
dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Merry Christmas and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday, At 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, you just heard our lovely singer, Bethany Caudill. She has Christmas music available and all kinds of music. She just played at Puckett's down in Nashville, Tennessee. It was very fun. We also took a trip down to the Kevin Shorey Show, which was really fun. Coming up December 30th, Bethany will be on TV again at 11 a.m. on the Artist United Network in St. Charles. You can tune in to Facebook Live for that, and they're also going to have it online, so that's going to be fun. You can check out our schedules, Bethany, CAUDILL.com, Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. I'm running a special on Facebook. You can find me, Amanda Dowell, with one L, or Starwea at hotmail.com. We've got great stuff coming up in the new year. February, we're going to be in Festus, Missouri, at a holistic fair with Ike Bear and some other people. We have the Illinois Horse Fair coming up in Springfield, Illinois, March 1, 2, and 3. Then we're going to the Springfield Metaphysical Fair in Springfield, Missouri. That's 910 West Battlefield. And then we're going to the Natural Healing Arts Fair at the Shrine Mosque, just to name some things we're doing, you know, ahead here. So, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad. We're going to bring my guest live. She is an elemental advisor. She likes to give people great advice. She assists individuals to attain and support and empower and strengthen their, you know, help them find their path, guide them in the right direction. She's an intuitive elemental advisor. You can find her website at www.yourlivingheart.com. And she has lots of talent. She's been working really hard with a lot of people. She studied Eastern and Western astrology, earthly elemental metaphysics, claircognizance, which is cool. She has lots of spiritual tools that has helped her in her difficult time, and she's found her way, and her name is Angelia Godwin. She's from St. Louis, and I'm happy to have her on my show today. So we're going to bring her live, talk a little bit, then take some calls and questions and chat if you have them, and we'll go from there. So I'm going to bring Angelia live. Hello, Angelia. How are you?
Hello, Amanda. Thank you for inviting me. Can you hear me?
Thank you for being on. I can hear you great. Yeah, you have got a wonderful bio. Your bio on your Facebook page and everything that you do is just awesome. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad that I'm going to be able to help a few people near the end and answer some questions. So I feel honored that I'm on your show.
Well, it's an honor to have you for the first time, and we'll have you back on again. And I know GGM is going through a lot of new developments and stuff, so we may have some new hosts. You may be one of them also, and some new things coming in the new year from what I understand. So that's going to be fun, and it's always a pleasure to have you here because there's so much knowledge that you have and so much you can share with people about helping them find their path and their ways. And it's just awesome, all the things that you have listed here that you do.
Yes, I mean, thank you. There's so much to say that I couldn't even say it in 1 hour.
Well, I think with our experiences, 1 hour couldn't really serve it, but they can go and look at your page. I like watching how you work with people and how you help them resolve some of the issues that they have going on inside themselves. And, you know, I have noticed that you do a lot of healing work that's very, you know, good for people, and that ties in a lot with how we, you know, what we put into our bodies, how we take care of ourselves, you know, all that. So you just have, you know, everything kind of put together, you know, the whole health thing, plus healing and everything else. That kind of sums up what you do, you know, a little bit, but to, you know, really go over it in an hour would be really hard. But I like everything that I see here. You know, you've learned from your experiences, you've worked with people for years, a lot of people are giving feedback here about, you know, how they've been helped and how they found themselves. That's huge.
Yeah, it's I started at a very young age, and it's through my experience, over 27 years of experience. And I really believe that's the key here, is how many years you've been working with not only yourself, because you have to work on yourself, but how you are able to help others through your experience. And I believe books can, even if you read books, which is good, the core is experience, I believe. And
I think the more experience that you can have, the better. And what I like about that is, you know, people say, I want to be an advisor just like you. And I notice here that you have been an elemental intuitive, and I want to talk to you about that, for 27 years. That's exciting, because the elements, you know, have a lot to do with our lives and where we're at and all that. But, you know, I tell people, read books. Books are great. But if you can practice with someone before you say, yes, I am a certified, what have you, I noticed you've been doing the elemental thing for about 27 years. That's wonderful. You know, but the more practice and hands-on that you get, I think the better, you know, the atmosphere, the idea, and all that. So I like that you do that, and your background is just amazing to me. I know we're not really doing questions, but I love seeing all the experience, because, you know, the key is when you find someone like yourself or myself, you know, I look for people who have experience. And I love that you have 27 years of experience in that, but I also know you from being a healer and everything else like that. So I know that took years and years and years to, you know, really master and, you know, make things happen.
Exactly. You're absolutely 100% correct. And through the development over the years, you develop insight and awareness that there's more to you than just being an advisor. It means that you could also do, as an advisor, I realized that I could help and assist in people's healing process through many ways. Because when you find out more of who you are, you could also realize that you're not just one thing. You could be more than one thing. You like, for example, I'm an energy healer. I do energy work, but I do different types of energy work, energy healing
me
work.
Too.
Because
cool.
because I know my hands are. Sometimes I feel that they have electricity going through them, and I feel that my hands is what was given. Was a blessing. I feel that I was given a gift through my hands and what I say. So
awesome.
For example,
what inspired you to do that was because you had all these experiences, so you decided to put that together, right? I mean, that's kind of what I was feeling when I met you. I thought, wow, she has put her whole experience together and decided she wants to do it as a profession. That's what inspired you.
Well, what really inspired me was in 1989, I went to an ashram, because before I went to the ashram, I was such a dysfunctional a person because of the way I was raised and brought up, and I didn't have parents that were able to really in other words, it was a blessing in disguise that I had these parents because they taught me a lot. And even though at the time I didn't know that, I didn't realize how a blessing they were, because even though they were dysfunctional and my father was an alcoholic and my mother was a codependent woman, and we had a grandmother that lived with us and she was also dysfunctional. And I was raised with a family of 9 brothers and sisters, that we had a house full of a lot of things going on. And when I realized, was very unhappy, very, very unhappy, I wanted to commit suicide. I didn't want to live
at
the age of 15 years old. And all of a sudden, something told me, I listened to my inner voice. Something said to me, get out. And I didn't know what that meant, and said, get out. And I left home at the age of 15. Didn't know where I was going, and all of a sudden it hit me. Call up a girlfriend from high school, and then she said okay, and her parents let me stay with them until I went to college. And that was a blessing, because I didn't know where I was going and what I was doing. And I knew nothing about metaphysics at the time, metaphysical things or spiritual things. I was just, you know, just going through life, trying to figure things out. And so I was considered a survivor at the time. And so then I worked and I worked as a word processor. I did things that I never really liked. I did things that I actually was against my own nature. However, all of a sudden, at the age of, I would say, 29 years old, a woman came up to me out of nowhere. She just walked up to me and she said, "Have you ever been to an ashram?" And I said, "An ashram? What's an ashram?" And she said, "It's a place where you can go and you can get rest and renewal, and you can start like doing yoga and all these things." And I go, "I never heard of anything like this." I said, "Sure, I'll try it." And when I went there, oh my God, wow. My whole world turned around. That was the beginning.
I would imagine.
That was my beginning. And I never looked back and regretted anything, because I realized it was a process that I had to go through. And when I realized, oh my gosh, the ashram life not only gave me a feeling of, you know, euphoria, because I was there living a wholesome life, eating well, exercising, doing yoga, but my cognizant intuition heightened. And I also started realizing, I started seeing things, I started feeling things, I started realizing more about who I am. And when I started realizing who I am, my world just turned around. And I said, "Wait a minute here, I'm not just a word processor. I'm not someone that works in a 9-to-5. I am a person who gives advice, who wants to heal others through what I say." And that was the beginning of my journey.
That must have been one amazing thing when you realized that.
Then I started realizing that I was not in my essence when I was growing up. I was in my personality, because it was all about survival, even surviving at home. And it's important, mm-hmm. now that I realize essence, soul, imprint, being who you are, you know, is so important. And you know, your divine self, the God, the source within. It's so important to know that when you are there and you realize, I don't like this and I like this, I feel joyful when I do this, I feel happy when I do this. That's the indication right there for me and for others too. And that's why when I started realizing how much it gave me so much joy to help others through what I say and the energy healing, that all of a sudden I started realizing, oh, wow, I can really make a difference in the world. I have a purpose.
Absolutely. Everybody has a purpose in the world, and you're very good at helping people with that, and I think that is wonderful. You know, that is just absolutely great, and, you know, we
Thank
can all
you.
Learn that. So
yeah,
you know, you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. And, you know, now that I do consultations, and you know, how I do things is very different than just getting someone's date of birth, time, and location. Anyone, you know, an advisor or reader can say, "Hey, can I get your date of birth, and I can tell you about this." No, it's not about that only. The first thing is, the client has to form a conscious intention to enter into the process and have a formal consultation that shows their conscious intention is to receive information. So if they're coming to me, it's more like they have a conscious intention to receive information. And then secondly, it's important for me as an advisor to get centered and be receptive to higher information that comes through me during the session. That's the second thing. And then the third is
and then
the client receives more and better information when, as an advisor, I am centered in me, in my process. So it's really a synergistic between the client and the advisor. And it produces much better results that way. So this relationship goes much deeper than just getting data and statistics.
I agree with you fully on that, because I think we need, you know, some people think that they just need a reading, and some people then see that they need more and that there's so much more to it than just a reading. And that's how I've always seen it too. It's not just a reading. There's like different elements, different, you know, things to, you know, what a person really needs to find, you know, their voice, themselves, what they're supposed to do and what have you. And I've always kind of liked how I've seen you, you know, apply everything in that together too, because I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. So if a person comes to me and I start, and then at the end of the session, I advise them, perhaps you might want to get a healing session. That's because it's my intuitive cognizant that came through in a much deeper way to realize that they need energy healing as well. They're not just getting
absolutely
a reading. They're getting also more because they're coming to me for advice. And when they come
mm-hmm.
to me for advice, I'm giving them the best that I can give them at that moment.
That is wonderful. And that's how I feel. I like to give them 110% and give them, you know, everything we got. And I love how you do that as well. So that's wonderful, because I know you work with a lot of products and services, and people can check that out on your website, which is, you know, just, you have got such a cool website, but you also have like a nice, very good Facebook page as well. They can check you out on yourawakenedheart@gmail.com if they want to email you, and yourlivingheart.com if they want to check you out and even find you on Facebook. So where do you see yourself in, like, the near future with all of this?
Well, just so you know, and on the Facebook page, all they have to go is Angelia Godwin, Elemental Intuitive Advisor. That's the web,
awesome.
The Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Elemental Intuitive Advisor. And my first name is Angelia Godwin. So where do I see myself? That's a good question. Number one, you know, I still see myself learning and growing. That's if you can't stop learning and you can't stop growing, I believe. You know, we're all here to keep going because there's always new information that comes in. And you know, when I would love to write a book eventually. I see myself writing a book in the future, and that will also
help. I think
help.
You will too.
Mm-hmm. And I continue to study and learn new systems that are compatible with what I do. And I'm always
mm-hmm.
learning, as I said, and growing and ever improving information into my clients and discovering new innovative ways to help my clients so they can have better relationships, communication, success in life, whatever they desire that's according to their essence, soul imprint.
Perfect. That is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. You're just doing such a good job. So if they want to find
you
on Facebook, it's Angelia Godwin, Godwin, and then put in Intuitive Elemental Advisor on Facebook.
Oh,
and
no,
if you have to go back.
It's the other way around. It's Elemental Intuitive
Elemental
Advisor.
Okay,
yes.
You have it in here, Intuitive. Okay,
yes.
So it's Angelia
yes.
Godwin and then Elemental Intuitive Advisor, and put that in on Facebook. So put in her name that I just said, Angelia Godwin, Godwin. I just want to make sure people know how to find you. Elemental Intuitive Advisor. And if you have to go back into the archives to listen, you can.
Right. Okay, so.
So that way everybody can find you. Are you ready to take some callers?
Well, sure. We'll take a few, and they have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Yeah, just what we're going to do here, guys, is if you want to text a question, you can in the chat room or, you know, text it so I can find it, or you can call in the chat, call in on the line, 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad and just make it one question because we're going to try to get in as many as we can with what time we have left. And if you want a, you know, more in-depth session, you can contact Angelia. You know how to find her. You can contact myself. But we just have time for, you know, one question per caller. So just leave it at that. And we'll do the best that we can to take some and end the show and have everybody check you out, Angelia, and get some, you know, good advice coming from you. So our first caller here is area code 780. You're on the line with Amanda and Angelia. How are you?
Hey, Amanda. It's Jay calling from Canada. Hey, Angelia.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Good. Hey, just wondered, 2018 was actually quite a year for myself. You know, I lost a couple people this year. So I just wondered on my healing journey or my journey with the grief, especially my mother, I just wondered what initial steps or I can do to help with my, you know, anger issues I still have with my mother.
Thank you for asking. Well, you know, 2018 happened to be a very interesting year for a lot of people. It has been a very challenging year and at the same time rewarding year for many people. And when it comes to the anger, and this is very common because a lot of people are very angry. This is a year where people have been very angry, and it's shown a lot this year of frustration and anger because of the way we're all picking up information from everywhere. It doesn't matter where it's coming from because we don't. It's the unseen. So being angry is just an indication. It's just information. And so on it. So 2019 should be better for you. What you can do in the meantime, and if you ever decide you want a full consultation, you know, you let me know because then I can get your date of birth and time, and then I can see what's really going on. However, when it comes to anger, just notice it. Notice it, feel it, and don't try to push it away. Don't try to push it away saying, I don't want this anger. I don't like this anger. I am angry at my mother still. Accept the anger. Know that it's there. And find something that gives you joy during the day. After, you know, yes, you may be angry at her, but then find something you feel joyful. And the more joy you start to feel, the less anger you start, the anger is going to get less and less. It's just that the anger is there to give you an indication that something needs to be changed. And once you start to look at yourself and say, okay, I am angry, I do realize that, I accept it, you start to notice it starts to dissipate more and more. And the more you find something you love to do during the day, doesn't matter what it is, then you'll start noticing it starts to dissipate. Mm-hmm. And your mother, you know, even though you may be angry at her, she has given you something, and she's given you more than you could even imagine. But you may not see it right now because of the anger. But if you look at it, because let me just say, anger is just an emotional thing. And so for you, if you can say to yourself, well, you know, I feel the anger, I know it's there, and I know something happened, you know, it's all passed down from generation. Something happened to your mother, and she's just showing how she feels and what's going on with her. If you can just sit there and look at her and just kind of observe and not react, just observe, you're going to find that will also make a big difference, just be an observer. And you don't have to say very much. just be an observer and witness to it. And then before you know it, she may even start to notice that, and she may not say very much to you. She may not show a lot of, you know, she may just calm down, and you'll start to realize, wow, things are getting different here, you know, changing.
Yeah, the energy changes because of, you know, how you're working with that. And I think as you just recognize it and work with that, you know, you'll see amazing results out of that. So she's absolutely right.
Okay.
Well,
thank
I hope
so
this
much.
Helped.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Blessings.
Thanks.
Our next caller is area code 856. You're on the line with Amanda and Angelia. How are you?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey. How are you?
Great.
How
can we help you?
Great. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know what you see for me around the contract that I'm currently working on. How do you see that going and what's going to come of that?
Can you elaborate a little bit more?
So I just want to know if it's going to be successful, you know, am I going to move on? Are they going to keep me on permanently? Anything that you pick up around the contract?
Well, let me ask you, what's the year you were born?
63.
Okay. So now this information that I'm giving you is just the tip of the iceberg. Okay, so if you ever decide you want a full reading, then I can give you more information. Number one, watch out for any insecurity that you might be feeling inside. Because if you feel this insecurity, that's where you lower your vibration. So if I were you, I would raise your vibration and look at it as though it's going to be successful, and it will, because you have it. Because according to what I see in your the year you're born, all you have to do is raise your energetic vibration, feel good, and know that it's okay. Whatever shows up, and watch the magic happen.
Okay, well that sounds good.
Yeah, so just
visualize yourself with lots of, you know, success and feel it, you know, feel it and see yourself succeeding and see yourself flying. You're going to do great.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
Thank you for calling. Happy holidays. We have a Skype caller, looks like, 111. You're on the line with Amanda and Angelia. How are you? Hello, 111. Okay, we're going to move on because we're not getting anywhere with that one. So we're going to go to 917. You're on the line with Amanda and Angelia. How are you?
Good to know. I'm good, thank you. My name is Anna. And I wanted to see if you guys see me finding a new job.
Okay. So, Anna. What year are you born?
73.
Okay. So, as I said, this is a small indication of reading, and so the bigger picture is when you get a full reading. So, Anna, what I want to say to you is that you have a lot of good information. You're very smart. And you can make anything happen when you put your mind to it. So according to what I see is the positive needs to be there more versus the negative. So it's the personality that's in the way. When you're in your essence, everything shows up. So what I'm saying to you is think that you enough. See yourself as being enough. See yourself on a daily basis. I know I am enough that I can make anything happen. So all you have to do is put your mind to it. and you can make anything happen. And what I'm going to suggest is on a daily basis, take some deep breaths. And as you are breathing, just visualize yourself having people call you, that you will have people call you for work.
Yeah, I went on a couple of interviews and everything. I think you're right, though. No, I know that if I wanted something, it just comes out, but I'm not at that point. I'm like, I need to take a break from this thing. I'm going to go on a vacation and hopefully have all my ducks lined up.
Yes, if you take a nice vacation and find yourself in a place where, hey, I'm feeling so much better, I'm getting out of my environment for a little bit, and take a deep breath and just kind of enjoy yourself. You're really about joy. Find joy. Joy. Find joy. And all these interviews that you went on and you didn't get them, find it as a blessing. It wasn't meant for you.
And it wasn't meant to be, because the one that's coming is going to come. You know, it's going to come, and that's the one, and the others, they just weren't the right energy for you or the right frequency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And you will be.
I know.
You will eventually, in 2019, if you do this, you'll see things will show up for you. Okay?
Yep, with the breathing, just relaxing, you mean, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of breathing would help.
Yes, breathe. And if you're not sure, there's so many things on YouTube about breath work, and you can kind of go over YouTube and, you know, practice different breath work and find the one that works for you.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Blessings to you. Happy New Year. Our next caller is area code 630. You're on the line with Amanda and Angelia. How are you?
I'm good. Taking my call.
Sure. How can we help you?
I just want to say to the gentleman in Canada, Jay, that when you were giving him his reading, I just felt so, I don't know, I just felt so good around him, and that I've had anger issues before when my parents passed away, and anger is just love looking for a home. I don't know if that helps him out at all, but I was feeling for him. So I just want to know what you see around me and my new health regimen.
Well, could you give me your day, year you were born?
1973.
Okay. You got a couple of 1973s here, huh?
We do. We've got a thing going on a little bit here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have you been having health issues?
Yes. And then I just quit smoking last week and decided to turn over a new leaf.
Well, you know, see, for you, it's a process, and they call it cleanse and detox, and that's what you need to do for the new year, 2019, cleanse and detox. And sometimes when you cleanse and detox, it may not feel comfortable, but that's a good thing, because that means you're really processing and getting rid of things. And when you're in the uncomfortable, that's a sign that something is moving. And so for the new year, I see you as cleansing and detoxing. I don't see anything wrong. However, it's time. It's time to detox.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, detox and breathe and just move into your own energy, because you're bringing in newer energy into the new year. So that's going to really serve you well and be a good thing.
Right, and when I mean by detox, it's not only eating right, it's also feeling right, your mental state of mind as well. So this is, next year is a year to kind of start a whole regimen for yourself. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Blessings.
Blessings.
All right, we have one more caller here, and then we can talk a little bit more and share some more here. We have area code 610. You're on the line with Amanda and Angelia. How are you? Hello, 610. Okay, well, they're not talking, so we'll just stop there. So, Angelia, do you have anything else you'd like to share?
Well, there's so many things I can say. I'll just say a couple of things here. As an elemental intuitive advisor, what I do, I also give, sessions over the phone as well, besides being in person. And I give a wealth of information and solutions and a recorded, you can record the session. It's usually the first session's 90 minutes, and then it goes, then after that, that's the initial, then 6 or 7 months down the road, you can come back and get another one. You can get a 1 hour or 30 minutes. So that's the elemental intuitive advisor part. And then, of course, I do energy work, and I just want to mention the kind of energy work I do. One is called Soma Veda Thai Yoga Therapy, and that's a hands-on, and Soma Veda is a therapy which is fully closed, hand-on form of ancient indigenous healing which enhances the body-mind connection, and it reduces stress and enhances sense of well-being, and it also relaxes and loosens tight muscles, reduces pain, increases range in motion. It's also very effective in psychosomatic and psychological illnesses. And it also facilitates lymphatic drainage. It drains the lymphatic system, and it also helps to boost the immune system. So, and a lot more, of course. So, with Thai yoga therapy, you get deep stretches, rhythmic compression that create also a singular healing experience. So that's one of the things that I also do on the physical level. And then I also do an energy level. And I also do energy healing long distance as well. So if you want to get a long distance healing for 1 month, I do that. And all I need is a picture of you and then... I send energy healing to you. And then, of course, I do one other thing, which is also a access bars technique, which is also working on
That's
the
right.
mind, which is just works on the mind. And just there are 32 points in the head, and those 32 points, when I lightly press on those 32 points, it's not even it's non-evasive. So
it's very relaxing and very good for your mind. I learned it too, and I like having it done.
And now it's proof by a neuroscientist that access bars does relieve stress in the brain, and also reports, and people who have come to me, they've also reported many things regarding that. It's helped them improve interpersonal relationships, better sex, better sleep, releases burnout, and quiets the distraction chatter in the mind so you can think clearly, and it balances the brain hemisphere. So as an elemental intuitive advisor, as I said, I do advising through your element. So in other words, you call me, and I get your information, date of birth, time, and location. I assess your element. So I will give you your element. So for example, what is an element? Element is, as an elemental advisor, I work with nature, the element of nature. So for example, some people are fire elements, some people are water elements, some people are earth elements, some people are metal elements, some people are water elements, wood element. Everyone is different. And depending on your element, and also, it shows compatibility in relationship. It shows how the year will go for you. It shows you direction in life. And it shows you many, many, many things. And plus, I use my intuitive cognizant ability. And as I said, it's a synergistic effect between the client and the advisor to give you the best reading that will not only help you in life on a daily basis, but it will help you to succeed in life as well. So if you're looking for a career, or if you want a better relationship or spiritual growth, then what I do helps to make this happen, and also helps you to helps you in life to be happy, to find joy, to find you know, what works for you. And it's not what works for someone else. It's an individual thing, and what works for you as an individual.
That's very cool. That's very cool. How neat.
Everyone's different. Everybody is different, and so you have to treat it as that, you know?
That's wonderful. So you take their element and you talk to them about their life, and you make suggestions and you advise on different parts of their life, and you help them. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, for example, and I'll just talk about myself because it's easier that way. I do have plenty of testimonials, but I'll just talk about myself. I'm a fire element, and so when it comes to fire, you know, there are many aspects of a person who's a fire element. And so when I left home at 15, my fire element kicked in, didn't realize it, and it said, I am not staying here anymore. I'm moving forward. And I did. I never looked back. And so I realized how adventurous I became, and how I, you know, went out into the world and said, here I am. What next? And so as a fire element, you know, I have so many ideas, and I've developed many skills as a fire element to help people. And the ideas that I have are creative ideas. So, and that's how I'm able to help people, through my creativity. So, and I didn't know this. I didn't even think I was creative. I didn't think I had any gifts until I really lived in that ashram, realizing, oh my God, I have plenty of gifts, you know? And I've helped many people see themselves, find who they are, and see, oh wow, I didn't know I had this gift. I didn't. And also when it comes to relationship, you know, we all have had problems in relationship, I'm sure. I've had dealt with dysfunctional relationship. I was in a relationship where it was so dysfunctional that it was abusive physically as well. And I didn't, and I took on my mother's energetic vibration. And then when I realized that, oh my gosh, I realized I had to cut the cords between my mother and myself, realizing I have to be who I am. I have to be myself. And then I realized I'm never going into a relationship like that ever again. And I haven't. And so you can change your life. You can change yourself by understanding the essence, your soul imprint. Your soul imprint knows the truth within. Your soul imprint knows what's right for you. You don't have to even figure it out. It's not about figuring anything out. It's really about just being who you really are. And that's it. And everything else falls into place.
Absolutely. It sure does. Well, Angelia, I want to thank you for coming on my show today. It's been a pleasure working with you and everything. And we will do it again soon. And thank you for taking some callers with me. And we will do this again.
I thank you so much, and thank you for allowing me to be on your show, and I look forward for the next one. So thank you, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody. You've been listening to WGG. My guest was Angelia Godwin. You can find her over on Facebook at Angelia Godwin. You can look her up online on her website, which is awesome too. And we will do this again soon with her. So you can find her at yourlivingheart.com. I'm running a Facebook special. You can go over to Facebook and look at that. I'm doing email questions. You can find out more about that over there. Email starwaya, W-A-Y-A, at hotmail.com. You can call 301-748-1090. Thank you, everybody, for listening to my show today. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Merry Christmas, everybody. Dottie, I played your Oh Holy Night. If you didn't get it, I will send it to you. So Merry Christmas, everybody, and thanks for listening.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you and all of your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Yeah.